Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
I've already built the seven-figure firm. Now, how can I help other people do that? Because one of my missions, because of what happened to me when I was young, with the whole robbery at gunpoint, my father being arrested for finances, I understood that I wanted to impact the billion people, but I can't do that by myself. It doesn't matter how much money I spend on Facebook ads, how many followers I have. What I have to do is empower people and give other people the information that I have so now they can help other people be able to save money on taxes and be able to help their clients be able to build generational wealth. With the tax code is you could literally turn your living expenses into tax write-offs, right? You can literally turn your lifestyle into a tax write-off. So if you heard someone say that, a business owner. So things that you're already paying for, you don't even have to file taxes anymore. It just automatically gets completed and that's it.
Wow.
Because they're trying to get rid of the tax preparers. So the people like myself, the tax planners, tax strategists, we're going to be able to now, it's really important now for accounting and tax professionals to really understand how to be able to do this for your clients, to add this service, because again, they're looking to automate it because it doesn't provide much value, and they're trying to reduce the amount of fraudulent activity. Like, that's what I want to be remembered for, not to be like the best known CPA tax strategist with the Roop Life, but to the one who's the guy who helped those CPAs, who was the guy who helped other people be in positions and be empowered to be able to do that, right? For them to grow their social media funds, to be able to understand and have that more impact.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. All right, so welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. We got my guy in the building, Mr. Money Making Mitch, Michel Valbrun. Growing up in a single parent home due to his father's incarceration, Michel Valbrun, aka Money Making Mitch, developed an unwavering determination to achieve success from a young age. That resolve had undoubtedly paid off as the distinguished CPA for the culture and tax strategist now stands as the acclaimed author of an award-winning book, a few award-winning books, and the president of a thriving professional services firm, Valbrun Group, specializing in tax planning, outsourced CFO services, and financial consulting. Mitch's expertise has graced the pages of reputable publications like Business News Daily, AICPA, Journal of Accountancy, Business Insider, Inside the Vault. But his true impact can be measured in the success of the tax and accounting profession. He's empowered as a seven-figure coach. In fact, studies show that entrepreneurs who work with business coaches report 19% higher revenues on average, and Mitch's clients are no exception. 87% of them have seen a significant increase in their profitability and market dominance after implementing his proven strategies outlined in his award-winning book, Prolific Profit. As the accountant and financial industries continue to evolve, visionaries like Money Making Mitch are poised to lead the charge. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, insiders, round of applause. Put your likes up, put your fires in the chat for my brother, Money Making Mitch.
What's up, baby? What's going on, man? How we doing, man?
Man.
What an intro, bro.
Yes,
I'm humble, I'm grateful.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
yes, sir. Now, it's good. It's good to have you back on the platform, man. I think, you know, for those who haven't seen the first episode we did, make sure you go back, check it out. Definitely a classic. You know, it's great. It's great to have you on the platform again, because it's been so much evolution on both parts. Actually, so much evolution since the last time we did that. You know, I'm a proud book coach, right? So prolific prophet. We worked on that book together. You know, you were able to drop two more books after that: Seven Figure Firm Secrets, the 10 Tax Commandments.
Yep.
Y'all gotta check that out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, you gotta check that out.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I think that what excites me is your ability to not only build success for yourself, you know, as a CPA, as a tax strategist, but also your ability to now take your proven model and now almost like franchise it, right? Like you almost like have created a franchise of other money-making Mitches, right?
That's
who
right.
Who are building seven-figure firms as well. And so I'm excited about, you know, digging into that. But before we start, you know how we do. For those who don't know, who is Michelle Valbrun, aka Money-Making Mitch?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Michelle Valbrun. It's interesting. So I realized, so I began really studying words and definitions, and I realized the definition of my name is who is like God.
Ooh.
And it means so much. My grandfather's name is Michelle as well.
Hmm.
And for me, once I really began tapping into my God-given assignment and really tapping into the essence of what that means, that's what I wanted to become doing, right? Not necessarily that I'm a God of anyone, but really understanding, and as you mentioned, right, really identifying the God within me.
Wow.
And for me, you know, I shared on the first episode, for those of you who haven't heard it, but my dad, he ended up getting arrested because he was doing what's called tax evasion. So he didn't want to pay taxes, went to jail, got kicked out the country because of this, because he was doing things illegally and unethically.
Yeah.
So for me, one of the things I wanted to identify was like, how can I figure out how to do this money game legally and ethically? Mm. And I became really passionate about educating other folks on how to be able to get money legally and ethically, right? Also experienced my family being held at gunpoint. Our family is literally laid on the floor, held at gunpoint because of money.
Wow.
So for me, I understood that money isn't inherently evil, but there are people who use it for evil reasons.
Yeah.
So for me, I was really empowered to help other folks understand how to be able to save money legally and ethically on taxes, but also be able to generate income as well. Like over 70% of people are financially illiterate. So one of my missions, one of my purposes, one of my assignments, I believe, is to really empower billions of people to be able to become financially literate, doing things legally and ethically.
Wow. That's powerful, right? Because I want to go back on the name for a second, because my last name, Exantis, actually means gift of God, right? And so, and your ash is a tree, right? And so you know, if you put the name together, Ash Exantis means like solid, right? The ash tree is solid.
That's powerful.
So it's the solid gift of God, and similar to you, that's why, you know, I present myself in this world in the way where I want to make sure any decisions I made is solidly planted in what God wants for my life. And being that I am a gift of God, I also want to use that gift to let other people see the gift in them as well. And so it's powerful that connection to the name. And it's funny because when I think about how I even got into sort of this high ticket coaching space, it was actually through you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember you were part of a mentorship. You were part of Myron Golden's mentorship. And I remember you were I think you had made like $100,000 in a day. and you had, you know, this $100,000 day award, and you're like posting about it. And I was like, yo, Mitch is killing it. I'm like, yo, I made $100,000 in a day.
Yeah.
And I immediately hit you up. I'm like, yo, bro, I need to, like, yo, what is this sauce? Like, I need this or whatever. And you kind of like coached me through sort of like the ups and downs of different like masterminds and mentorships and things of that nature. Because it wasn't cheap. It was a six-figure investment. Sure. And in my head, I'm like, man, is it like really worth it? And because you're somebody that I trust, somebody who has always done things, you know, honest and ethical with me, especially, sidebar. And this is all setting up, who you are as a person. There are times that you sent me money that I didn't even know I made, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, I would make introductions or whatever the case may be, and I was just doing it for the love, and then you would do business with them and say, yo, I gotta, I'll just look up and be like, yo, Mitch PayPal'd you some money. I'm like, yo, why you send me this for? He's like, yo, I spoke to this person, you know what I'm saying? And so I trust you, and you were like, all right, yo, yes to this one, no to that one, and then I followed suit and was able to, you know, really just kind of like, you know, take off. So I appreciate you, brother. And really, that's a testament to who you are. And so talk to us a little bit about sort of like that transition, right? From, helping people with taxes and strategies and entrepreneurs, but then also get into a space where you're like, you know what? I built a seven-figure firm and I want to help other people build seven-figure firms as well.
Yeah, 1,000%. I appreciate you sharing that story. Like I said, I don't like to publicly share that kind of stuff, but yeah. One of the things for me is how you do anything is how you do everything,
yeah.
Right? So I know that if I show up in a way where I am understanding that every seed is a deed,
yeah.
Right? And being able to plant that seed and understand having an abundance mindset,
yeah.
And knowing that one of the things I love to do is I love to use the money to help the people, right? Mm-hmm. And be able to pour back and really understand the law of reciprocity, right? I understand you didn't have to necessarily give your platform, make those introductions. Mm-hmm. So because I'm grateful for that, even if you didn't ask for it, mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure in some kind of way, I went ahead and returned that. But yeah, for me, one of the interesting things is I have a daughter now. Mm-hmm. And she's
about— Right, you didn't have a daughter last time.
Yeah. So a lot of change, bro, of change. So I'm a father now. I'm a happy father. My daughter's about to be two.
Yeah.
And going through that process of having a daughter and now being a father, right? And really becoming now a father and understanding what fatherhood means, it really got me thinking about legacy and how do I want to be remembered? And coming into this financial literacy space, and a lot of people know me as Money Making Mitch, so helping other people make money, be able to save money, right? Get the bag, keep the bag, right? Was really one of the things, and I literally was one of the pioneers, if not the pioneer, in helping other folks understand how to save money legally and ethically. And behind the scenes, right, against something I wasn't promoting, was I was helping other accounting and tax professionals be able to grow and scale their business, mm-hmm. right? Sharing with them the wisdom. So for me, as far as my legacy, I wanted to become the person that was able to empower other people to be able to do the same thing, right? I've already built the seven-figure firm. Now, how can I help other people do that? Because one of my missions, because of what happened to me when I was young with the whole robbery at gunpoint, my father being arrested for finances, I understood that I wanted to impact the billion people, but I can't do that by myself. It doesn't matter how much money I spent on Facebook ads, how many followers I have. What I have to do is empower people and give other people the information that I have so now they can help other people be able to save money on taxes and be able to help their clients be able to build generational wealth. So for me, it was really about that legacy building and really understanding, like, how can I be able to help empower other people to do the same?
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about some of these strategies, right? Because I want to say in the last 4 years, we've seen the rise of like entrepreneurs who are making a whole lot of money, right? Yep. And there's so much advice, on the internet, buy a G-Wagon and all this stuff or whatever. And you don't know what's true. You don't know what you can do. You don't know what you can't do. You know, I remember somebody telling me that if I speak for a living and I can't pay a speech or somebody doesn't pay me, just ask them for a letter, and I could deduct that from my taxes. And then one person told me I can't deduct services. So there's a lot of information out there. Talk a little bit about some of those strategies, right, for entrepreneurs who are making a lot of money. What strategies can they use to make sure they minimize their tax obligations?
Yeah, well, the great thing is, one of the things I discovered on my journey is that the tax code is an incentive system to be able to build wealth, mm-hmm. right? So what the government understands is that if you do what we tell you to do, we're going to help you save some money on taxes. Mm. If you do everything we want you to do, we're going to help you pay little to no money on taxes, mm. right? So understanding what the government wants you to do is going to be able to help you save the most money in taxes. So one of the things that you'll need to understand, what people need to understand, is that the tax code is literally geared towards business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors. Why? Because business owners, by you having a business, now you're hiring people, now you're creating products, you're creating services, you're creating commerce, you're helping the economy. By being an investor, you are going ahead and investing into businesses, right? That's one less dollar that the IRS has to put into a business. You invest in real estate. Now that's one less person that the government has to put in public housing. You mm-hmm. go ahead and do all these different things. You're helping the government do its job, right? The government's lazy. Right? The right. government wants, if the people can go ahead and do it, the government's going to be like, they'll happily pay you to be able to do and help them out. So one of the things that you need to do is be able to become and start transitioning to become a business owner and investor, right? There's mm-hmm. a really great book, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, yeah. transformed the way I looked at business and life. And he talked about the four ways you could produce income. You can mm-hmm. make money as an employee, self-employed individual, business owner, and investor. And he puts in this four quadrant. And we got business owners and investors. So if you get on the right side of the quadrant, you're able to now save more money on taxes. And the thing about what most people don't understand is that the tax code, there's over 75,000 pages in the tax code, right? It's insane. It's long. If you print it out, it's as long as a football stadium, right? It's insane. But the interesting thing is the tax code, only 5% of it talks about what you need to pay in tax. Mm. 95% of it talks about how to avoid taxes. Mm. And not only avoid it legally and ethically, right? So what do you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on lack or do you want to focus on abundance, right? And as your shirt says, abundance is your birthright. You want to focus on that abundance, mm-hmm. right? And understanding that, now that you understand, okay, understand that tax code is a way for you to be able to save money on taxes, now you can go ahead and utilize that to build wealth. Mm. So the first thing that business owners need to understand is that the tax code, you're able to take advantage of what's called deductions, okay? That's probably one of the easiest ways. It's low-hanging fruit. Most people could be, if people just understood the idea of deductions, they can save literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on taxes. So deductions, what's a deduction? So as it relates to, I'll start with my our W-2 workers, right? As a W-2 worker, you have what's called a standard deduction and you have an itemized deduction. So deduction is basically a reduction in your taxable income. So let's say you make $100,000. Now, if you didn't have any deductions, let's say your tax rate is 30%. Now you're paying $30,000 on taxes. But now, let's say you have $50,000 in deductions. You're able to reduce that $100,000 down to $50,000. So $50,000 times 30%, that's $15,000, right? So you literally cut your tax bill in half. So as it relates to everyone, you have what's called standard deduction, itemized deduction. Standard deduction is that basically the automatic deduction that the government gives you, right? For the average person, for a single person, it's about $14,600, right? Depending on when you listen to it, can go up and go down, increases with inflation. So you got $14,000 about in standard deductions, but you have itemized deductions. So itemized deduction is another opportunity to be able to deduct things for taxes. So if your itemized deduction exceeds your standard deduction, then you could get an even bigger deduction. This applies to everyone, even if whether you have a business or not. So I came up with an acronym to help people remember what itemized deductions are. So itemized deduction, and it just so happens for it to be Mitch. All right, so it's Mitch. So the first part of the itemized deduction is medical expenses, medical and dental expenses. So up to a certain percent, you're able to deduct your medical and dental expenses. Next, you have interest paid. So how much interest are you paying? So if you own a home, if the government wants you to own a home, why? Because a home is another opportunity to be able to help the government because you're paying property tax, you're doing all these different things. So the I is interest paid. So the mortgage interest that you're paying on your home, that's a tax deduction for you. Next is T, taxes paid during the year. So property taxes, by owning property, you're able to deduct for your property taxes. C is charitable contributions. So if you're donating to a 501c3 nonprofit, you're able to deduct for that. And last but not least, H. So that's help. So basically, if you have theft, fire losses, all those different things, casualties, that's going to be a tax deduction for you. So that's itemized deductions. If those go over and beyond the standard deduction, boom, that's a bigger write-off for you. Now, as a business owner, it sky's the limit on what you can deduct. So the first thing is going to business owner deductions. You have four different requirements in order to be able to do that. I call those tax-free deductions. So tax-free, FREE is another acronym, all right? So the first part of that, the IRS says, the government says, if it's for your trade, business, or profession, you're able to deduct it. So by being a business owner, boom, automatically, you are now, and if you're in the pursuit of profit, you're considered a business owner, you're able to deduct things for taxes now. The next part of that is R. So it needs to be considered regular for your business. The IRS calls that ordinary. So what's going to be ordinary in order for you to operate your business? So one of my good friends, she owns an ice cream shop. So what she's able to deduct is going to be different. She could deduct ice cream cones, spoons, napkins. If I start doing that, the government's going to be like, hold on. Run that back. That's not normal for a CPA, all right? So unless I host an event and offer ice cream, then that's a whole different story, which is something I did. And then E is going to be essential. What's going to be essential for you to operate your business? The IRS calls that necessary. And then last but not least, is going to be economical. The IRS calls that not lavish or extravagant. So as long as you're not spending an extraordinary amount exceeding how much money you're making in your business, the IRS is cool with that. So those are deductions. So as it relates to all those requirements, you just want to look in your life and see what you're doing. But one of the great things is with the tax code is you can literally turn your living expenses into tax write-offs, right? You can literally turn your lifestyle into a tax write-off. So if you heard someone say that, as a business owner. So things that you're already paying for. So think about this. If you own a home, you got a space within your own home, you're already paying for that. So you can take advantage of what's called the home office deduction. All right, so now you're able to deduct a portion of your house for tax purposes. You also have travel expenses. So let's say you're going to for traveling, but now you're traveling instead of just traveling to visit someone or on vacation. If you're traveling for business purposes, then now it turns into a tax write-off. Now it's a business trip, right? And there's so many different, like I said, literally thousands of different examples that you could use. Being able to write off your vehicle, now your vehicle, things that you're already paying for your vehicle, now that could be a tax write-off for you. So the thing about the tax code is it's law. So one of the things that people need to understand is that law is based on facts. Mm-hmm. So if you change the facts, you could change your tax. You could save more money on taxes, right? You could save more money on taxes by understanding and setting up your facts a certain way to be able to make it make sense. Mm-hmm. So that's just, like I said, I can go
for hours on this thing. And so, but that's helpful because I think that, as it relates to understanding what deductions people could get, you want to make sure that you're getting the right deductions, because at the end of the day, if you're not getting the right deductions, no one's going to be held accountable except for you.
1,000%.
Right? Yeah. So even if you're like, well, my accountant did this or my CPA did this or whatever, we've seen people go to jail based on what a professional has done. Right. And so you have to, fully understand this for yourself and not allow other, Instagram and other people to guide you down a path that ultimately will get you in trouble.
1,000%. Yeah. So a lot of people don't understand that. Yeah. Like you said, when people get their taxes done, they're thinking the tax preparer, whoever is responsible. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you're signing off and you're saying you're OK with this. And, ignorance of tax is not an excuse to be able to avoid issues. So you got to be aware of what's going on and working with the right and not just CPA. That's another misconception, too, because a lot of people think that CPAs know everything there is to know about taxes. But I'm telling you this as a CPA, certified public accountant myself. I went to school 6 years, took the CPA exam, which is considered one of the hardest exams in the world to understand. Less than 50% people pass it. Out of all the CPAs in the country, less than 2% are black. So I'm like, when it comes to the top, I'm one of the top CPAs in the country. But even understanding that this, just because you're a CPA or just because you have a CPA doesn't mean they know how to save money on taxes. Mm. That's a unique, specialized area where you're not necessarily learning that in school. So you need to work with someone who has the experience on how to help business owners or investors or whatever your specific situation is to be able to help you proactively save money on taxes.
Yeah, and I love that, because when you think about, you know, again, people trying to, you know, spend their or save their money,
yep,
by not, you know, investing in the right professional, they wind up losing the money, right? Because they don't have, you know, the expertise that actually is going to save the money, right? And just to just for more clarity, right? And you've said this on the first show, but I want you to expound now. It's almost like the right tax professional is supposed to make you money, right?
Yep.
And so, meaning that, let's just say if you get, you know, Cousin Tim to do your taxes, might land you in jail, but even if he doesn't land you in jail, where are you going to get your extra $8,000, $10,000?
Right.
Going to the right professional who is a strategist could actually save you $50, $60, whatever, you know. And so whatever you invest, the right professional should be making you money. Expound on that a little
bit. Yeah, 1,000%. So that's everything. So the thing about it is experts, like expert like myself, experts are expensive,
yeah,
right? They're expensive, but an amateur is going to cost you a fortune.
Facts.
So, and when I say it's going to cost you a fortune, is understanding that as an expert, what I understand is that the tax code is geared towards helping you build wealth. So what I can do as a tax strategist is help you foresee during the year how you could proactively save money on taxes. So for instance, I have a client, and I helped her save over $200,000 in taxes. And she invested to be able to work with me. She's actually one of my good friends. She only invested $15,000.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? She invested $15,000 to work with me, but she saved $200,000, not just for this year, but for the rest of her life.
Right.
She can continue to use those strategies as long as there's no significant change to the tax code.
Yeah.
So she invests $15,000 in me, but she makes $85,000.
Right.
So it's a return on investment, ROI. And right, what a lot of people...
Well, $185,000, right? Because you made $200,000.
Yeah, there you go. I'm tripping. Yeah, $108,000. Yeah. I dropped $100,000, right?
Yeah.
I had to get myself, $185,000. Yeah, exactly. So with that specific situation, that's over a 10x ROI, return on investment.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, the more you invest, the less you pay the IRS. Mm. So when you invest into
you
the
got
right,
bars, man.
Listen, you know what I'm saying?
The more you invest,
you know what I'm
the
saying?
Less you pay the IRS.
We can start getting into it, but listen. But yeah, the more you invest, the less you pay the IRS, meaning that the more you invest, not only in your business, because the IRS wants you to invest in your business, but the more you invest into the right tax professional, the right expert, like that's why I, like you and I, we invest in mentors, we invest in coaches. Why? Because it's literally a shortcut to success.
Facts.
Like we cut a check for speed.
Facts.
In order to be able to get results quickly, like our mentor told us, right? It's easier to make a lot of money in a short period of time than it is to make it over a longer period of time. I'd rather learn how to make $100,000 in a day than learn how to make $100,000 over a year.
Right.
Because I got to spend 365 days, 2,000 hours trying to work and grind and all these different things versus understanding like, let me just go ahead and pay an expert, be able to make the return on investment, be able to make that back quickly. Not only that, then there's strategies to where you're able to go ahead and increase your wealth as well. So one strategy that I shared with my client is how to pay your kids through the business. So one thing that you could do is as a business owner, you can go ahead and pay your kids up to the standard deduction amount. We talked about the standard deduction. So with the standard deduction, let's say you could pay them up to $14,600, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say you go ahead and hire your kid through the business. That's a tax deduction for you in the business. And you don't have to pay payroll taxes on that because they're your kids.
Wow.
And you take it as a tax deduction, and then you're able to go ahead, instead of just giving your kids basically paying them just money just for the sake of paying them, now you can actually employ them. They can be able to understand how to be an entrepreneur and be able to understand the value of money and the importance of money. But not only that, now's opportunities, right? One of the things that you can go ahead and set your kids up for is you can go ahead and create a Roth IRA account. So let's say you go ahead and start putting money into your kids' Roth IRA account, which is an individual retirement account. You go ahead, you can pay them up to $7,000 in a Roth IRA that grows tax-free by the time they turn 18, right? They have over $100,000 in a retirement account. They could use that to go ahead and pay for college if they want to pay for college. They can go ahead and use that to be able to build a business or whatever it is that they want to do. So it's really a blueprint to be able to build wealth for yourself, for your family, And that's the power of expert. But someone's just doing tax preparation, and I can tell you that. Because why? Because in order to be a tax preparer, a lot of people don't understand this. You don't need a GED. You don't need to go to high school. Like, you just literally just need a P10, mm-hmm. an EFIN, and literally anyone could right. go ahead and just start doing your taxes. And nowadays, the IRS understands, because it's so easy to get into, a lot of people, unfortunately, attracted a lot of the wrong people, right? A lot of the scammers that's getting people in trouble. So, and the IRS got tired of all, especially during the pandemic.
Oh my God, yeah.
With the PPP fraud, all that kind of stuff. The IRS is like, you know what? We're just going to automate this whole thing. And now they're looking to literally automate over 50% of the tax returns, and literally just have it just be automated to where you don't even have to file taxes anymore. It just automatically gets completed, and that's it.
Wow.
Because they're trying to get rid of the tax preparers. So the people like myself, the tax planners, tax strategists, we're going to be able to now, it's really important now for accounting and tax professionals to really understand how to be able to do this for your clients, to add this service, because again, they're looking to automate it because it doesn't provide much value, and they're trying to reduce the amount of fraudulent activity.
Right. And then when you think about AI, artificial intelligence, that's being included in everything.
1,000%.
I would not be shocked if, you know, the IRS starts to implement some type of AI solution in order to, you know, get your taxes done.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, they're looking to literally use AI for like over 40 million tax returns.
Wow.
So yeah, they're doing it quickly, because you got to understand too, we talked about the cash flow quadrant. And literally 90% of the population, they're employees, and they're basically employees, self-employed individuals, and their taxes are not complicated, right? If you're just a W-2 worker, you can go ahead and take advantage of standard deductions, itemized deductions, you can put money into retirement,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much it. So the IRS is like, okay, we'll just go ahead and take the W-2. We already got the information on W-2. But boom, we put it in the system. We already know if you're married, whatever the case is, and they can just automate the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nothing for them to go ahead and do that. So 1,000%.
Yeah, no, it's powerful. And then you know one of the things that, you know, and just kind of drawing more on your expertise and what you do, one of the things is, like, you've been on a lot of media platforms,
for
right?
Sure.
Television, radio, major podcasts. And you're seen as the authority, right?
Yeah.
What has contributed?
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To that ability to have that level of authority.
Yeah, I would say there's so many different things. But one of the cheat code, if you really want the cheat code to become an authority, is becoming an author. Mm. You can't spell authority without spelling author.
Bars.
So it's literally in the beginning of the word. Why? Because people actually trust someone who's written a book over someone who has a PhD or a doctor. Why? Because for you to be able to put your knowledge out there and put in a book and put in the public eye, like, you already established automatic authority. One of the things, right? One of the things I invested in a coach, right? And went ahead and invested and worked with you to help me coach and create my first book, Prolific Profit, right? Inspired by the landing great Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Right. I went to LA and saw his mural. This is literally on his birthday, like a year anniversary of his birthday. I saw the word prolific.
Mm.
And it stood out to me. And it just meant abundance. And I felt like it was just speaking to me, abundance, plentiful, and inspired me to write this book. And that book has landed me opportunities to be on national television, where I've been featured on Good Day LA. Out of all the CPAs in the country, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Out of all the CPAs in the country, they reached out to me to let people in Los Angeles know how to save money on taxes. I've been featured on Sister Circle with Rashawn Ali and Quad and Tony Braxton's sister. Like, there's, it really opens the door. And obviously, you got to know what you know what you're talking about, right? But once you master a craft, then and what most people have, there's no reason why you can't. Especially now with technology, and I know you share ways for people to be able to create a book in a weekend, right? And a lot of people put that off, but it's something that allows you to be an authority. And the thing about it is, once you do that, it opens more opportunities, right? Because now people see you as an authority. It's like, okay, this person was able to create a book, but not only that, it creates a opportunity now for you to get other opportunities, right? You do get on a podcast, you get on national television, and other people say, I saw you do this, I want you to go ahead and talk to my people about this, right? And it just continues to be the snowball effect, right? So the thing about it is, a lot of people don't understand this. You don't have to be great when you start, but in order to be great, you gotta get started. You gotta get started to be great.
Yeah.
So it literally just started off with a book, with me putting my information and my knowledge and my mastery out there to the people. And because of that, it's interesting, right? We kicked it off, you said Money Making Mitch, but now I've evolved into one of my mentors gave me this name. He said Master Mitch. He said, now you're Master Mitch. It's not master like I'm like a master over people or anything, but was able to master my craft.
Right.
I was able to master a skill to be able to help people save money on taxes. But not only that, I've mastered it to the level to where not only can I do it for myself and help other people save money on taxes, now I've been able to master it to where I can help other accounting and tax professionals be able to go ahead and do the same thing for themselves. Because like I said, I want to impact the billion people. I can't do that by myself. But if I empower other hundreds, thousands of millions of accounting tax professionals to empower their clients with this information, that's how the vision's going to happen.
Right? Wow. Let's stay on that for a little bit, right? Because, I think that what people don't realize, and I mean, obviously, I teach, people how to build and scale a business using the power of a book. And I think that what people don't realize is that once that book gives you that authority, that book actually makes you feel legitimate, right? Because, there are other people who are, online personalities, if you will, that might have a million followers, or more, or even less, but you Google their name, it says internet personality, right? It doesn't show that this person, what this person's true body of work is.
For sure.
But when you Google Ash Cash, or you Google Michelle Balmer, like the automatically Google is like, yo, put some respect on his name. This is the author. Here's his picture. Here's his book.
Yeah.
This is where you go, and so. You not only wrote one book, you was able to write the 10 Tax Commandments and 7-Figure Firm Secrets. Talk to us about the 10 Tax Commandments.
Yeah, 10 Tax Commandments, bro. Like, I'm a hip-hop fan. I'm a student of hip-hop. I love hip-hop. And Biggie Smalls is one of my favorite rappers. Rest in peace. And, he wrote a song called The 10 Crack Commandments.
Yeah.
And I literally was inspired. Like, again, it's just like, it was literally divine timing, but like I was inspired because I mastered the tax code so well, and because I used to want to be a rapper back in the day. Legit wanted to be a rapper. So I came up with this. I was able to combine the best of both worlds and use my rapping ability to go ahead and write a rap song called 10 Tax Commandments. It's a whole music video. It's a whole movement.
Wow.
And it literally changed the game and allowed me to be able to share what I call the 10 top tax principles that people need to understand. And this is the thing, like, so because I'm a student and love music, Erykah Badu had this amazing quote. She said, what good will your words do if they can't understand you?
Ooh.
She said, what good will
your words do right
if they can't understand you? Right? Go talking that Badu, right?
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I can go up here and try to use all these different big words and try to And that's what a lot of accounting and tax professionals, people like go out there and try to use all these big words to try to overcomplicate things. Like Einstein said that genius is if you're able to take a complex situation and simplify it, right? He was able to take a complex a theory of the theory of relativity and energy is that E equals MC squared. Mm-hmm. So for me, I took the 10 Task Commandments and simplified the knowledge that I had and put in a book. I turn it into a mixtape. It's on like all streaming platforms. You can listen to it. I got a music video where I'm out in Brooklyn and Bed-Stuy, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm paying homage to Biggie and hip hop, but then also being able to empower our community, right? And be able to get this information out to more people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because unfortunately a lot of this information has been around for hundreds of years.
Right.
But it was literally only the 1%, right? The 1% kept it and they had their family management offices. But what I did was that I was able to take that concept, be able to extract the tax planning piece out of it, and now disseminate it amongst the people, right? To where people are able to get it. And it doesn't have to be complicated. One of the things that they do to confuse you is they try to overcomplicate things.
Tax, yeah.
Right? And, yeah. And you know, people say there's two different tax codes. They say there's one for the rich and there's one for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's two different tax codes, but I don't believe there's one for the rich, there's one for the poor. There's one for the ignorant and one for the informed.
Mm.
And if you're informed about the tax code, then you're able to go ahead and be empowered now, right? Because information is power. Not only just information, but executing on the information is power, right? So one of the things I tell people is that the biggest expense in your life is not your rent, not your car, not your house, not your kids. But your biggest expense is the ignorance, right? The ignorance of not knowing how to save money on taxes, right? You make money, you pay taxes. You buy something, you pay sales tax. When you invest in property, you pay property taxes. When you sell the property, you sell it for more than what you have, you pay capital gains tax. When you die, you pay estate taxes. Mm. But the biggest tax that you pay is ignorance tax.
Mm.
And that's the tax for not knowing how to save money on taxes.
Yeah.
And you think about this, for every, and like, if you don't know how to save money on taxes, literally 51% of your income is going to be taxed. So that means for every dollar, that's 51 cents. Every $10 is $5.10. $100, that's $51. $1,000, $510. $1,000,000, that's $510,000 that you're literally giving away to the government for them to do whatever they want to do.
Right.
Instead, you can go ahead. Why not work with someone to be able to help you use that money the right way, build generation wealth by paying your kids through the business, build generation wealth by investing in real estate, which is a great tax opportunity to be able to save money on taxes and be able to use it now in a way and have more control of your life and your situation and be able to use the tax code the way you want to, right? So that's really the key. And that's that, I get excited. I can talk, like I said.
Yeah.
I can talk about
No, that. I love it. I love it because, I mean, one of the monikers that I took on this year is actually the hip hop financial advisor.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons, I mean, you know, I wrote the wake up call, Financial Lessons Learned from 444,
sure,
which was based on Jay-Z's album. Then I wrote Hustlenomics, which is also, you know, dedicated and based, inspired by the late great Nipsey Hussle,
sure,
Making Sense of Kanye. I just wrote a book, 50 Years of Hip Hop Business. Wow. I got the Illmatic Investor dropping. That's gonna be hard. Do Right, Kill Everything with Drake. So I got a lot of you know literature that's coming out. So I love the fact that you're using hip hop to teach this language, if you will.
Yeah.
And I watched a video one time that said that was that. You know, like the financial industry is all about language, right? Think about how they got away with millions and billions of dollars during the 2008 crash. It was because people didn't understand. Like if I told you, if I said subprime loan, like what the hell is a subprime loan?
Right.
If we said derivatives and hedge funds and things of that nature, like people don't understand the language,
yeah,
right? But if I said, hey, what do you call it when somebody's rolling dice and then there's somebody on the side who puts a wager on what's being done in the middle of the game? You're going to be like, oh, that's a side bet.
Yeah.
Right. Like a lot of people know, oh, that's a side bet.
Yeah.
Right. But well, if I say, well, you know what? What do you call it when somebody is invested in stocks? And instead of investing in the stock directly, people are on the side betting whether the stock is going to go up or down. Oh, that's a derivative.
Right.
That's a side bet. Uh-huh. Right. And so being able to, connect the two, or like you said, using the language in which people understand is the way to like really help people, because what is the use of words if they don't understand you, right? That's and so insane. Now let's talk about the seven-figure firm, right? Because I think that a lot of people have the opportunity to make money, right? Because that's the one thing we know for sure, right? Taxes are not going away.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care what happens. IRS, the big gangsters of the United States, the most gangsterous, three letters ever.
Yep.
They're always going to want their money. There's always going to be an opportunity to tax people, right? And so when, you being able to, start teaching the seven-figure firm is really, really about other, accounting services. Talk to us about the inspiration behind that.
Yeah, for me, I got to a place and space in my life and my business where I was able to elevate and be able to figure out this business thing. Entrepreneurship is not easy, right? Yeah. Even if no matter how smart you are, right? Even if you went to school, went to college, like we have so much, there's so much momentum against us to be able to understand this entrepreneur thing, right? The education system, right? Goes back, if we look at the Rockefellers, a lot of people like to, people like to talk about the Rockefellers and their billionaires. One of the things that the Rockefeller did, J.D. Rockefeller, was he created the General Education Board. And because of that, he created the General Education Board, not to make people smarter, but that's for people to be thinkers and creators, but for people to be workers.
Wow.
So the whole education system was to be able to put people to work in the industrial age. And because of that, we're all taught to be workers. Mm. So what ends up happening is that all of us, we lose this power and we lose our enthusiasm, and we become fearful of stepping on your own. So for me, when I finally was able to break that generational curse and really break out in a mindset and step into entrepreneurship, and I figured it out. I had a lot of bumps along the way where I went through peaks and valleys. My business literally went like this. It wasn't like a skyrocket. And for me, when I finally broke out and was able to crack the code, I was like, I need to figure out how to help other people do this, right? And I was helping a lot of people. I've been doing this since 2018, helping other people be able to grow and scale their business, right? I had one of my mentees, right? One of my mentees, I helped him go from like, he was making less than $10,000 in his business, had less than 10,000 followers, helped him go from 10,000 followers to over 100,000 followers in 1 year.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
Right? So that's really the key. Like a lot of people talk about OPM, other people's money.
Yep.
But what other people don't talk about is OPM, other people's mistakes.
Mm.
So if you can learn from other people's mistakes, then that's literally the cheat code, right? So instead of having to figure out 5-10 years how to figure out how to do something, you can go ahead and read a book. You can go ahead and invest in a mentor like myself or yourself, right? Someone who's already made the mistakes, had the headaches,
right?
Went through the ups and downs, and now you don't have to figure it out. And because like someone has...
And have the results though too, right?
They have the results
because,
too.
Because it's one thing to make mistakes,
yep.
But have you learned from the mistakes? Because like I see a lot of people all the time saying, well, no, you can't be the guy who, in the hood, who got locked up, come home and say, put down the guns.
Yeah.
Nah, like, show me success, right? So, yes, make mistakes, but also show me that you were able to overcome that mistake.
For
as
sure.
Well.
Receipts are everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm an accountant. I love receipts.
Yes, you know sir. What
I'm
saying? Yes,
so
yes,
you gotta have the receipts to back it up. And 1,000%, yeah, you don't go back and try to teach someone. Like, one of my mentors, he said, you can't teach what you do not know.
Mm.
And you can't lead someone where you cannot go, or where you have not gone to
yeah,
before.
Yeah,
meaning
yeah.
that, like, if you haven't been there before, you can't try to tell someone how to build 6-7-figure business if you haven't done it yourself.
Facts.
So yes, one of the great things about having a mentor is you have a system, right?
Yeah.
And the system is a proven step-by-step process to help you get a predictable way of result. And in system also stands for save yourself stress, time, energy, and money.
Ooh.
So when you have a system in place, then you don't have to figure it out. So for example, when one of my mentees, he was able to go from 10,000 followers to 100,000 followers because he was able to go ahead and model, like literally word for word, emoji for emoji, model my highest performing content over the course of a year. Wow. So he didn't have to figure it out and spend a whole bunch of money. He was able to follow a system, something that's proven, something that already gets a result, right? Because one of the things I love about system is it doesn't care if you're black, white, tall, short, young, old, like it works for everybody all the time.
Yeah.
So when you have a system, then now you're going able to go ahead and head implement that. And not only that, not only was he able to increase his followers, but now he was able to have his first six-figure month because of that, right? Now he was able to do that outside the country, right? Yeah, he's doing this in Medellin, Colombia, and he doesn't have to be tied down to an office. Mm. And that's breaking out the old school mindset, because a lot of people think that accountant, tax professionals, they need to be in the office, right? But you can get paid and travel. You can be able to make money. Like, the internet is so exciting, right? Because it's created so many opportunities now, and to be able to make money. And if you have the right process, the right system, the right coach, the right mentor to be able to help you along the way, then it's going to literally, you know, give you the fast track to success. Like, success loves speed, and fortune favors the fast. So if you're able to move quickly with a sense of urgency, then you're going to be able to get results fast. Because, honestly, it's not about just making money fast. Yeah. But the thing about it is, like, the faster you learn how to make more money, the longer you can enjoy it with the people you love the most.
Mm, say it again.
And
yes, sir.
That's the key. Like, the faster you learn how to make money, the longer you can enjoy it with the people you love the most. Yeah. So now, instead of trying to figure out when you're 50, 60, 70, right? Now you could be able to do it faster, be able to enjoy it longer, right? Because, you know, a lot of people say time is money, but like time is significantly, infinitely more valuable than money.
Facts.
Right? Because you can always make more money,
yeah,
but you can't make more time. You can't get time back.
Yeah.
So why not put yourself in a position to create something that's going to separate your revenue generation? You need to separate your revenue generation from your time by having a book, right? So that's that's another reason why I have a book. So we talked about impact and being an author and being an authority, but books is a great source of revenue, right?
Facts.
You create it one time and you're able to make profit on it again and again and again and again, right? It doesn't take you any extra time. And Warren Buffett said this: if you don't know how to make money in your sleep, you're going to die with a job. So what you need to do is create a product, right? And figure out how to be able to go ahead and do it one time and be able to sell it again and again and again, right?
Yeah.
And that's really the key.
Yeah. Nah, you said a lot there, you know what I'm saying? And even unpacking that, I think I want to, kind of focus more, on this concept of time, right? Equaling money. Because I think I saw it on a podcast recently, where, a gentleman, asked, if I gave you, $10 million today, would you take it? Like, absolutely. But what if I told you, if I give you this $10 million today, you can't wake up tomorrow, would you still take the $10 million? And obviously, everyone's going to say no, right? Because why take a $10 million and I can't wake up the next day?
1,000%.
And so you've already shown, just in that, and think about this, just in that alone, you've already shown that my life is worth more than $10 million, right? The time that I get to be alive, even just one more day, is worth more than possessing $10 million a day before. Right, Steve Jobs died with $7 billion, and the one wish that he wished he had was just one more other day, right? And so, learning how to make money while you sleep,
for sure.
Doing something one time and keep getting money for it over and over again is definitely the goal. And then once you make that money over and over again, you need to hire a tax strategist, right? So that way, that money could grow, right? You could take that money and keep investing and keep helping it grow.
For sure.
And so with the seven-figure firms that you're helping and help create, is this only for somebody who's an accountant, or only for CPAs?
Yeah, so what I say is that it's for people who have a desire to help other people become more financially literate. So you don't have to necessarily have a background in accounting or tax. So one instance is, I have a mentee. He went to school for sales and marketing, had no accounting and tax background. And what ended up happening was that his father passed away. His father owned a tax practice. He wasn't doing the taxes, but his dad owned a tax practice. One of the things that he wanted to do was take on his dad's tax practice, but not only help them with taxes, but help them save money on taxes. So he was able to go ahead and learn the process and a different tax strategies. The thing about it is, so the average person, if you're able to spend like to be able to learn the tax code, like really understand these high level strategies, to understand more than the average person does not have to take you a lot of time, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to go to school for a whole bunch of years. You don't have to have a degree to be able to do this. Obviously, the more background you have and the more experience that you have, you're going to become more proficient. Mm-hmm. But to learn more than the average person, probably could, you could figure it out in 4 months, mm-hmm. right? The reality of it is, you can learn how to do this with the right information, the right tools, the right person, the right who, right? A lot of people want to figure out the how. It's really about the right who, right? Focus on the who, not the how. So with that, yeah, you can do this, be able to grow a 6- and 7-figure business, even if you don't have a degree, license, years of experience. Because like I said, CPAs don't even know these strategies, right? I have a mentee. She was not a CPA. But because she understood the right strategies, now her clients are CPAs. Like she's helping her clients are CPAs who don't understand the tax code, and she's helping them save money on taxes. Because of the information. And a lot of people say, like, people are like, you know, it's interesting because especially in the accounting tax industry, they're like, okay, I have 20 years of accounting experience, but you don't have. I have 20 years of accounting and tax experience. So you don't have 20 years of experience. Mm. You have 4 weeks of experience, 4 months of experience repeated over a 20-year period of time. You're doing the same thing over and over again. So why not take the time, pause for a second, right? Think higher, not work harder. A lot of people think that working harder is going to make you more money, right. But working harder only guarantees that you're going to get more tired.
Facts.
So
tired,
what you need
out.
To, exactly, burnt out. So you want to be able to think higher now and figure out and pause and figure out, okay, how can I learn how to do this thing possible, right? If one person can do it, if he can do it, then I can do it, right? And understand that it's possible for you, right? Another, like I said, don't necessarily have to have an accounting tax background. It helps. But again, if you have a desire to be able to want to help people and be able to do so legally and ethically, that's a huge thing for me, then it's possible and I'm happy to help people do that.
Yeah, no, I love it. And you know, again, you know, ultimately, you know, as you are, you know, helping people, you know, the boomerang comes back to you, you know, because you're helping people.
For
but then
sure.
Also, you're reaching your mission, if you will, in a way that is helping the world, you know, helping, you know, other people, and then it expands what you wanted to do to, you know, right to the next level. So what's next for you, man? Like, will you think, you know, next 5-10 years, what's happening with the Valbrun group, you know, with Master Mitch?
Yeah, man. Just continuing to really help more accounting and tax professionals be able to get in this space. Like, my goal is to have, like, literally of thousands and thousands of other accounting tax professionals. Show them the way. Like, you mentioned how I was able to get all this media publication, be on podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, how can I help the next CPA, accounting tax professional, be able to do the same? So really giving them the blueprint, the path, something that worked for me, and understand that, like, that's going to, like, that's what I want to be remembered for. Not to be, like, the best-known CPA tax strategist, to the one who was the guy who helped those CPAs, who was the guy who helped other people be in positions and be empowered to be able to do that, right? For them to grow their social media following, to be able to understand and have that more impact. So that's what I see the next 5-10 years is we have this massive movement. We call it the money making movement. Mm. I call my mentees money makers.
Yeah.
All right. And money makers, we're here to be able to transform the world with our transformational services.
Nice.
Transformational, like, tax prep is not transformational. Tax planning. Imagine being able to be in a position now where you understand the tax code in such a way, we're able to turn your lifestyle into a tax write-off, be able to keep more of your money, be able to invest it into real estate and find all these other investments, be able to invest in trust. Like, trust is another vehicle to be able to build generational wealth. So really empower them and really help more people be in position to impact the world. So that's my next 5-10 years.
Love it. And we actually call your group the Master Moneymakers.
That's right. Yes.
Triple M's.
Yes, Triple M's.
Don't you know. all right, cool. And so if people want to, you know, learn more about, you know, creating, I guess first, if they want to learn, you know, about tax strategies, where can they find you? And then also, if they want to learn about how to create a 7-figure tax firm.
Yeah, for sure. So many different apps, a whole bunch of ways to get in contact. So definitely make sure you tap in with me. I'm on all social media platforms at Michel Valbrun, MichelValbrun. And then also I have The Prolific Profit, 10 Tax Commandments, 7-Figure Firm Secrets, All those books are available. Prolific Profits on Amazon. You can get that on Amazon. I also have a book, which is, it's literally $1.99. It's insane. It's $1.99 because I want to get this information to as many people as possible. You can get that at www.taxwealthsecrets.com. Be able to get that book. And be able
$1.99.
$2 ebook. Yeah. And literally with a whole bunch of other bonuses. So super, like I said, I want to help as many people as possible because I know it's going to come back, right?
Yeah.
So that's another way to tap in with me. And then if you're interested in being able to grow and scale an accounting and tax business, to be able to get it to six figures, seven figures, to be able to work higher instead of harder, then you can tap in with me at www.elitefirmpros.com/register. You're going to be able to get a free masterclass. I host a free masterclass where I break down the principles and break down my mentees and people I've been able to help, like people that you know, like, trust, follow. Facts, yeah. Like Master Mitch was behind that, right? A lot of these people out here talking about tax strategies, right? Yeah. And again, I want to be able to do the same for you and for other people. So that's how you can tap in.
All right, y'all. I need y'all to tap in with my guy, Master Mitch. Join the Master Money Maker community. We are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you visit us, www.insidethevaultshow.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at IamAshCash. Make sure you join us inside of the Abundance Community where we got some gems behind the scenes with money-making Master Mitch. Yes. So exclusive stuff. Make sure y'all tap in. Go to theabundancecommunity.com. I'll see you next time, same place, in God's will. All right, y'all. Peace!
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th. With epic deals exclusively for Prime members, you'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.